I cannot do a kindness too soon, because I never know how soon it will be too late. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. I cannot do a kindness too soon, because I never know how soon it will be too late. We live in the world that we say is the now. We say the world is now. Now is the time for all good things to come to our world. Now is the time. Now is the time. And what does it mean, now is the time? It means that in this instant, in this moment, we live our complete, perfect, wonderful lives. In this moment, we do everything which is glorious and good and wonderful. This moment. There is no other moment. There is no other time. There is no other place. There is no otherness at all. This moment. Now, how do I live in this moment? Well, if I think of doing a kindness, I think of doing it this moment. I do not wait. I do not look for a future moment, but I do it this moment, because there is no other moment. There is no other instant in time that exists except right now. If I think to say a kind word to a person, I immediately go and say a kind word right now. I don't wait until later. I don't wait until I get around to it. I don't wait until I'm going to see them later in the day. I don't wait until even if I'm going to have dinner with them in the evening. I get a hold of them right now. I call them on the phone and I say, "Hi, I was just thinking how wonderful it is every time I'm with you. It feels just like I'm in heaven. You are such a great person to be with. I really enjoy your company. And you know, you sending me that little note of thank you for our being together the other day was so thoughtful of you. It was something very special, something that just means an awful lot to me. And I am so grateful for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And then don't make a big fuss over it. Just hang up and go about your business. And then later in the afternoon, you're doing something, and all of a sudden the thought comes up to you, "Say, I should call my friend and tell them how much I think of what they're doing for me, how much I think of how they're being so thoughtful of me and giving me such a good recommendation for that new job I'm looking at." And so I call the person, and the person says, "Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I really hadn't thought anything about it. I just did it because, well, it was just the thing to do. And you're very welcome." And you say to yourself, "Now, okay, so, bye." Now, that didn't turn out quite like I liked it to. I would have liked that. Hey, he said, "Oh, thanks a lot. It's great. I'm always happy to do something for you. You know, but don't expect anything of appreciation, because the appreciation is the fact that they did it in the first place. It's the fact that they're a friend of yours, a friend of ours in the first place, a fact that they are loving people by themselves, not considering anything else but just who they are. Now, who are you? Who am I? What is it that makes our world go round? What is it that it makes us feel great and wonderful?" Well, we can never say thank you too many times. Not that we say it to the same person at the same moment, but there are never enough people that we can say thank you to. Do you say thank you to your body for being such a wonderful body? "Thanks, but you're a great body." Do you say thank you to your mind for being so open and receptive to new ideas and being so harmoniously with the right-left brain working together so beautifully and so wonderfully, just like a genius, just like Einstein, or just like anybody who has been utterly a fantastic person? You know, to say thank you to our brain, that's our being. Say thank you to our body, that's our being. Yes, that's right. And as we say thank you to who we are, great and wonderful things return, because we get in that thankful mode, the mode of saying thanks to everybody and everything for everything that comes our way. It is a glorious thing to experience. If we could get in the habit of saying thank you every moment of our life, get in the habit of saying thank you to the world for all the wonderful things that it has done for us. If we could get in the habit of saying thank you to life for being the kind of life that it is. If we could get into the habit of saying thank you to everything and everybody, what a glorious world we would be in. What a glorious life we would have, saying thank you to all and sundry. Life waits to bless us in the same measure that we bless it. And we say, what a wonderful day. I'm so happy this day is here. The sun is peeking out through the fog now and beginning to lighten the sky and open up everything. And Rex, as I was meditating this morning, he would come and lay different toys on me and say, why don't you play with me, instead of sitting there so quietly. And I would just smile at him and not say a thing. And he'd lay on the floor and play by himself. And I could go on with my meditation in a wonderful way. I didn't say, what the heck are you doing here bothering me? Get out of here. No, he loves me. I love him. And he's not always sure when the time is to be loving, because there are so many things going on in our world. But I just say, thank you. And he says, you're welcome. And he goes about playing. He doesn't feel ignored. He doesn't feel neglected. He doesn't feel in any way that anything is not harmonious with him. He just feels great. Now, how about you? Do you feel great every minute of your day? If you do, it's because you don't know when to stop saying thank you. You don't know when to stop saying, I love you. You never know when it's too late. It's too late to say it after you felt you should have said it. The time to do anything in our life is the moment that we feel we should do it. The moment that we feel it is the right thing to do and the right time to do it, that's the time that we say it. And that's the only time there is. Now, what is the time for you? What is the time for you to say thank you and to say, I appreciate that. And my goodness, it's a wonderful world I live in. Oh, it is wonderful. And you know, in the Bible, they have all these praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, that's all well and good. But the praise goes to the divine in you, God as you. And it is too late to say thank you after the thought has come and gone. The time to say thank you is when the thought comes to you. You say thank you, and then you go on with your life. You go on with your world. You go on with who you are. And you know that who you are is a very wonderful, very glorious, very marvelous being, a very wonderful, very glorious, very marvelous expression of all that is good and pure and wonderful. And so, my friends, with me, no, I cannot do a kindness too soon, because I never know how soon it will be too late. Did you hug your dad while he was happy and wholesome? Did you hug your dad when you went to the hospital and it wasn't your habit to hug him? When he was dying, did you hug your dad? Did you say, Dad, I love you? Or did you wait and say, I wish I had? I wish I had said something at the time that I felt like saying it. The time to do anything is when you feel like doing it. The place to do anything is wherever you are. And who is to do it? You alone. For you alone are the creator of your world. You alone are the only one that matters. This day, join with me and say, I love you, world. I love you, you're my creation, and I will always say happy things about you. My body is my creation, and I say happy things about it. My life is my creation, and I say happy things about it. All is my creation, and I say happy things about it. Join me. I love you. I love you. I love you.